Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt das Meisters Perik Aleph, Mishnah Ches. Sagt der Mishnah, Igul, Igul again is a round cake of dried figs, Igule Devela. Now what they would do with this Igul Shel Devela is that to make it look a schmack, they would put a glaze on top of it. You ever picked up a piece of chocolate? You see how it's shiny? They put a glaze on it. That's why you have to make sure it has a good hashgacha. So what they did with this round cake of dried figs is, they would smear fruit juice on it. Because that's the last thing that they did, that's what makes it nigmru malachde when it comes to meiser. Take a look at the first batanur over here, regilin lahachlik panav b'mashkin, they would smear the top of the sigule devela with juice. So ha'igol meshi yechali kenu. That's the gemar malach. So now that we mentioned they used to smear this glaze on the dried figs, so let's talk about what you're allowed to use and what you can't use. Zak the Mishnah. Machlikim b'te'enim u'b'yanovim shel tevel. You're using fruit juice? The juice that comes from that fruit. What kind of fruit is that? Zak the Mishnah, even if those fruits are tevel, meaning to say no trumas and maisus were taken from it, after a point where trumas and maisus should be taken from it, but you can still use it. Machlikim b'te'enim u'b'yanovim shel tevel. You can glaze the fig cake by smearing it with the juice from figs and grapes that are tevel. So the Matanur explains, the juice has no chashivas on its own. It has no chashivas. You're squeezing it out. Yeah, but I'm squeezing it out, and it goes directly into the gulei devela. There's never a point where you have fig juice in a cup, and you say, ah, fig juice, gewaldig. So therefore, it doesn't have the iser tevel on it. There's a similar halacha in regard to Hilchos Shabbos. It's not mamish the same, but a little bit the same concept. Again, we're not paskling halachas over here. In regard to the halachis of Schita, where you're squeezing the juice directly into a food, where you could be a little bit more makel in certain circumstances, because the juice never exists as a separate entity. So the mele, we don't say that there's an iser on the juice. Aklopanim b'tanakama holds that way. Rabbi Yehuda iser, Rabbi Yehuda asers it. Rabbi Yehuda holds the juice is considered tevel, and you can't use it unless you take off meisers. But the halach is not like Rabbi Yehuda says about tenura. And not in regard to the next halacha, where we're going to have a similar machloikis between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda. We already know that in order for something to become tummy, for food to become tummy, it has to first come into contact with one of the Shiva Mashkin, one of the seven liquids. Remember what they are? Yad Shachadam, Yayin, Dvash, Shemen, Cholov, Tal, Dam, Mayim. Let's talk about this Igulei Devela. Suppose I smeared fig juice onto it. Is it Huchshu L'Kabel Tumah? I smeared fig juice onto the Igulei Devela. It has a nice look now. Then a dead sheretz touches it. Does it become Tumah? And the answer is no. Fig juice is not on the list of the Shiva Mashkin. Where we're going to have a machloikis is with the grape juice. Hamachlik Be'anovin. Because that's Yayin. That is one of the Shiva Mashkin. But still, even here, the Tanakhama says Loi Huchshar would not become Huchshu L'Kabel Tumah. Squeeze the grapes onto it. It does not become Huchshu L'Kabel Tumah. And Rehuda says, Hochsher, what do you mean? Grape juice. It's Yayin. It's one of the Shiva Mashkin. The reason that Tanakama says no is the same reason he says you can use grapes or tanim of Tevel. The way they did it was they mamish rubbed the fruit onto the Igulei Devela. You never had juice in a cup. There's no separate entity of juice over here. So normally what comes out of a grape would be Machshir, but Where? I never had it in a cup. It has no chashiva. So Zayal Tanakama. And therefore, smear the grapes on it. Yes, the grape juice gives it a shiny look. But if it touches a dead sheretz, according to the Tanakama, it will not become Huchshu L'Kabel Tumah. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, the Mashka still has a din of Mashka. And like we explained, you have a similar machlokes in regard to Hilchos Shabbos, in regard to Shechita. If squeezing juice directly into food is okay, sometimes it is, sometimes it's not. First, I'm talking about the connection over here. Vaitra zok the Mishnah. Now we get back to the halachis of Maestros. Hagroigrois, groigris again, or groigorois, as some would pronounce it, are dried figs. Tor iguli devela are dried figs. No, iguli devela are dried figs that are made into a cake. The ones that are not made into a cake are squashed into a barrel. So hagroigrois, misha yadush, the dried figs, They're considered finished when you squash them into the barrel. Yodesh means to thresh. It's one of the Lamates Malachas, Hadash. But Tanur explains that people used to use sticks. And they would like squash the figs into the barrel. They wanted to pack them tightly. So if you had to answer the question, what is the Gemara Malacha for figs? So what's the real right way of answering the question? Well, first you would ask, what kind of figs? The juicy ones or dried ones? If he intends to dry them, then they're not finished until they were dried and collected into a pile. So if you answered he intends to dry them, what does he want to do with it? Does he want to make igulei devel out of it, a round cake? And the answer is when he glazes them, when he smears them with the juice. He's not making a cake out of it, it's when they're squashed into the barrel. And then you're going to say, but if he doesn't put it into a barrel, rather he just then puts them into a storeroom, as the Mishnah says, Vayitru Magura. Then the din is Mishia Agel. Mishia Agel means when he smooths out the pile. When they smooth it, they round it out. That's why we're saying it's like Mishia Agel. Igol means a circle. Igulei Devela means it's pressed into a circle. Here it means Mishia Agel, he rounds out the pile. Zakta Mishnah Vayitru Dash B'chavis Uma Agel B'Magura. So we have our friend here, he's pressing the figs into a barrel, or he's smoothing out the pile in the Magura, in the storeroom. And before he finishes, Nishbra HaChavis, the barrel broke, and the figs came flying out, and they're spread all over the place. Or V'niftach HaMagura, the storehouse broke open, can't use it anymore. Zakta Mishnah, at this point, Lo Yoichel Mehem Arai, you shouldn't even eat them as a snack. You have to first separate maisers. What do you mean? Which ones? The ones that were already packed. But I didn't finish yet. Yeah, but the ones that were packed were finished. It only broke afterwards. Zakta Batanura, this Tana holds, the ones he packed already are packed. They're finished. There was still more coming on top of them. Doesn't make a difference. Those were finished. They're Nigma Malachta and you can't eat Achilles Aroy anymore. But Rabbi Yossi says, what's called packed? It's after you took all the figs you had and you piled them up, each one squashes the other one. And that's part of the process. So if I don't have the top ones to lay on the bottom ones because the chavis broke or the storehouse broke open, then the bottom ones weren't finished either. So therefore, Rabbi Yossi matir. Rabbi Yossi says nothing was finished over here. The Tanakhama says the bottom ones only the top ones, the top ones only the bottom ones. They're separate things. So once the bottom layer of figs was packed into place, that's finished. So chazing over our Mishnah. Igulei Devela, when you smear them with the glaze, that's called finished. Can you use tevel? Can you use juice of tevel? Tanakhama says yes, juice is not considered a chashivas on its own. Rabbi Yehuda says you cannot. The reason Tanakhama says you can is because you never have mashka over here. You never have the juice as a separate entity. They mamish squash the fig or the grape onto the eagle shell devela. You never see juice in a cup. It's like non-existent. But Rabbi Yehuda holds, it does have a separate chashivas. Rabbi Yehuda also holds that the juice that comes out is machshir. The figs to be makabel toma, the Tanakhama says it does not. Dried figs, gregorois, what's their gemar malacha? You took the sticks and you packed them into the chavis. We're in a storehouse. When you pushed everything in. Pushed everything in and he rounds it out. That's the Gemara Malach. What is the din? If it's as he's packing, the chavis breaks, we don't get to finish it. The ones that packed are finished already. You can't eat a chilas aray from it. Rabbi Yossi says, no. Because he intended to pack everything in. And if he never got to pack the top ones, the bottom ones aren't completely pressed. So therefore, it's not considered Nigmaru Malachta. Even the ones that were packed already, you can still eat from it Achilles Aroi because the process was never finished.